Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up.
Kevin is taking a break from doing his squat thrusts and his hip thrusties and his slurpy burpees and his jump squat back hacks.
Really?
And his leg press scrunch ups.
Yikes.
To do a first date follow-up today. Because Kevin apparently met the girls not calling him back at his CrossFit gym.
Oh, CrossFit. Here we go.
What's up, Kevin? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Not too bad. You met the girl that's not calling you back at your CrossFit gym?
Yeah, man. I mean, it's intense in there. So, you know, you're there, you're sweating, you're putting it all out there. So, you know, when you're there, you kind of grow close with somebody and you make the connection. And I felt like I noticed her noticing me. You know, there's those guys who go to the gym, you know, to hit on girls. I'm not that kind of guy. Listen, I really thought we made a connection, so I figured I'd do the slightly less creepy thing and look her up on Facebook and maybe shoot her a DM.
Okay.
You chose Facebook over Instagram. That's interesting.
I mean, listen, I had a couple of drinks one night, you know, which I'm not supposed to, and I just, you know, worked up the courage to do it, and she wrote back.
She did? Okay. So what did you say to her?
Yeah, I said, hey, you know, I've been wanting to chat with you after class, but you know, you're always running off to work and we're looking pretty gross. I didn't want to bother you. But I figured one day after the class, we can go out and maybe grab a coffee or rather grab a smoothie, you know? That's
right.
Kind of fits within our... And she was down.
That's cool.
What did she end up saying back to you?
She said that she was down, that, you know, she was free on Wednesday. And so at 2 o'clock after when the class ends, that she'd be down to go grab a smoothie.
Okay, so did you go and grab a smoothie with her?
So, yeah, we went. We went in there, and we were online. We were having a nice conversation. You know, it's a little weird when you get to the cashier because, you know, she was actually in front of me, and I didn't want to put too much pressure on her by paying for it because then it would seem more like a date and not like two people mm-hmm. getting to know each other. So
right.
I just figured, let's just go with that. Just only a couple of dollars anyway, right? Actually, it was like $4.95. But we had our drinks. We went to the park. We chilled.
Mm-hmm. And how was the conversation? Did you feel like she was into it?
Yeah, we were vibing. You know, okay. We talked about the workout of the day, what we thought, which one we liked, which one we didn't like, about our instructors and, you know, who we preferred. I mean, it was great.
Did you find out anything about her specifically other than the fact she works out?
Well, she's got a couple of siblings. She's the youngest. And she grew up in New York just like me. So.
And is this the only time that you guys went out?
Yes. This
okay.
was the very first time. And it was good. So I waited the typical, you know, 2 days. And then I texted her, I DM'd her back. And for some reason, she hasn't quite wrote back.
Hmm.
Have you seen her at the gym?
I haven't gone to the gym. I've been jammed at work all week. So And I was just kind of trying to see how this situation works out before. Because if she's not writing me back, I don't really know what's going on. It's going to be super awkward.
Yeah, it would.
Really awkward.
Is there anything that you can think of that went wrong? Why should we be ghosting you?
Oh, I mean, maybe I smelled. I put on deodorant. I don't know. I have no idea why.
I mean, that literally has been a reason before.
For sure. Yeah, we have had someone be like, hey, they just smell bad.
Maybe. Or is it... Should I have paid for her smoothie?
I mean, the way that you explained it, it made sense. Like, if I was in her situation, I wouldn't mind paying for my own smoothie, especially without it being like, I mean, it kind of is a date. You guys set up a time and it was after you guys' class. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, like, how you explained it is how I would feel too. Like, nothing, you know, too serious and you're just getting to know each other. It's just a smoothie. So I don't know. For me, that could not be it.
So I don't know. Maybe she has a boyfriend she didn't tell me about.
Ooh, yeah, that's been one too.
Let's hope not.
There's been a lot of things. So
that would suck.
I mean, she's posting though. I see her posting with her friends. I mean, she's posting at the gym. So she's
posting and she's ghosting.
Yep. Posted and ghosted. All right. Well, we'll play a song. We'll come back and then we'll call her and see if we can figure it out for you. Okay.
Thanks, man.
We'll get your first date follow up next. It's the Jubal Show. Right in the middle of today's first date follow up. If you're just joining us, Kevin is on the phone and Kevin met a girl named Hannah at his CrossFit gym. He noticed her in class and then DM'd her and asked her to go out for a smoothie after one of their classes, and she agreed. He thought it went great. The smoothies were delicious.
Yeah, they were.
He went into detail about the flavor on those, but he also thought the date was great. They have a lot in common, along with working out other things too, also from the same area in New York where they grew up. And so he's really into her, but now she's not calling him back and he doesn't know why. So we're about to call her and see if we can figure it out for him. All right, Kevin, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Hannah, please?
Yeah, this is her.
Hey, Hannah, how are you? This is the Jubal Show. My name's Jubal.
Mine's Alex Fresh.
Mine's English Evan.
Hi.
So you have heard of the show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you listened to it, though?
I can't say that I have.
Okay.
Really.
All right, that's fine. I'll tell you why we're calling, because it's probably weird that we're calling you, but we're calling because we do a segment on the show called The First Date Follow-Up. Basically, what that is, if you go out on a date with someone and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask you why. And you have been ghosting a dude named Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Kevin emailed us and told us about your date, said that he really liked you, also said that you haven't talked to him in about 7 days since the date, and he would like to know why. Do you mind telling us?
Yeah. Well, what did he tell you? What did he tell you guys?
He said that you guys met at your gym, your CrossFit gym, and that
CrossFit.
He asked you out for a smoothie date, and that you guys went and got a smoothie, and he hasn't been able to get a hold of you since.
It's just a little awkward, I guess. But the reason that I ghosted him is when we would text, his text, he used so many exclamation points. I felt like I was talking to a 15-year-old boy.
Oh.
And it just was a really big turnoff. And it was just it was too many, and be like, what's up with like 1,000 exclamation points.
I know some people like that, they'll text you and it's always exclamation points, or emails are always exclamation points. And you're just like, are you this excited about everything all the time?
So wait, but that's the reason you're not getting back to him?
Yeah.
Is it because are you like a grammar or like Nazi?
Or maybe a school teacher?
No, I wouldn't say that.
It's just something that you wouldn't want to deal with going forward in a relationship?
Yeah, like, can we just tone it down?
Yeah.
It felt like it was too much all in my face when we were texting.
Wow.
In person, it was great. In person, it was good, yeah. I mean, I'm attracted to Kevin. I think he's very cute. But I don't know. Every time I got a text message from him, I would just cringe.
Oh, gosh.
Wow, okay. I wonder if he realizes that he does that.
I mean, I wouldn't assume so.
Yeah. We should ask him. We should ask him about it.
Mm-hmm. Right now.
What do you think?
What?
Yeah, he's actually listening to this conversation and wants to talk to you.
Hey, Hannah. Wow, you're alive.
You guys. Wow.
Wow, Hannah. So that was it, huh? Wow. 1,000 exclamation points. It was more like 3, okay? And if that's what turned you off, then I don't know who the 15-year-old there here is, me or you. But listen, I was just... listen, when you get to know somebody in the very beginning, I'm just trying to be a little bit friendly. Sometimes text can come across as a little bit cold, and I was trying to be warm. And instead of using corny emojis, I figured I'd put a little oomph with exclamation points, but wow. Exclamation points.
I'm sorry. I was still trying to process what is happening right now. And that you're on the phone, but yeah, Kevin, it was just too much. It was too much.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you could have just texted me that without exclamation points or whatever, but okay. I guess I'll see you around or in class or not. I don't know.
Wait, you guys aren't even going to talk it out at all, huh?
Come on.
I mean, there's really nothing to talk about, right? I used a few exclamation points. I mean, that's what people do. It wasn't 1,000.
I mean, Kevin, it was more than a few. I mean, I feel like you're downplaying how many exclamation points you actually used.
Downplaying?
It was a lot. It was a lot. After it would be, what's up? How are you? So great. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen somebody use so many exclamation points. And I like exclamation points. I use it myself. But
yeah, just one or two.
Yeah, it's a great
piece. Three at max.
Mm-hmm. Three is fine. I think three, you know, at
but
the
not
end
every
of
time.
A phrase. Yeah. Not every time, but, you know, then you can downgrade it to two or one.
No, it was every time, though. It was every time. And it was more than three.
I was trying to be friendly.
Friendly with 16 mm-hmm. exclamation points? I mean, it's like,
it wasn't even 16. Come on, stop exaggerating. For real, it was 3 max per sentence. Whatever,
you,
it was 3
but
max.
You did it You did it every time after every single thing you said.
They're free.
They're free.
I've never heard anyone say that.
You guys are already arguing about some of the weirdest stuff. And to me, that says that you're ready for a relationship.
Yeah.
Hannah, would you like to go out with Kevin one more time? We'll pay for it.
I mean, if it's only going to be to argue about exclamation points, I think that's a no.
You know, we can just be adults about this. I mean, at least I can be. I don't know about you, but, you know, I guess I'll see you around class or, you know, we'll take different classes. But, Anna, very nice to meet you. No exclamation point. How did that sound?
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.